Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Low-Stakes Poker Playbook, Exploitative, If, Then Decisions for Beating. Real Poker Players is a practical poker strategy book attributed to James Sweeney and connected with the Red Chip Poker coaching style. Its subject is low-stakes, no-limit hold'em cash games, especially live games around 1, 2, and 2-5 and online games up to roughly 50 NL. Rather than presenting poker as a purely theoretical exercise, the book organizes strategy around usable exploitative adjustments against ordinary opponents. Its defining structure is a set of 99 if-then decisions. If an opponent shows a recognizable tendency, then the reader is given a concrete response. The purpose is to help players convert observation into action without becoming stuck in abstract debates about game theory optimal play. The book belongs to the applied poker education genre, but its emphasis is narrower than many general strategy texts. It focuses on real-time decisions, opponent mistakes, and profitable simplification in common low-stakes environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the if-then format turns poker knowledge into table-ready decisions. The most distinctive feature of the Low-Stakes Poker Playbook is its use of if-then decisions as the organizing principle. Many poker books explain concepts such as ranges, frequencies, bet sizing, and position, but readers often struggle to translate those concepts into actions while a hand is unfolding. This book attempts to shorten that gap. Each exploit begins with an observable condition, such as an opponent tendency, table pattern, or recurring low-stakes mistake, and connects it to a recommended adjustment. The value of this structure is not that it removes judgment from poker. Rather, it reduces the number of variables a developing player must process at once. Low-stakes players often face opponents who are inconsistent, passive, unbalanced, or overly attached to hands. A rigid theoretical model can be hard to apply against such players, especially when reads are incomplete. The if-then approach gives readers a practical decision language: notice the behavior, classify the leak, choose the exploit. This makes the book useful as a bridge between general poker concepts and the fast, imperfect decisions required in cash games. Secondly, exploitative strategy is prioritized over balanced theoretical play. The book positions exploitative poker as the correct emphasis for many low-stakes games. Balanced or game theory optimal strategy is useful as a reference point, but low-stakes opponents are often not applying strong counter-strategy. If an opponent is not defending enough, calling too often, betting too honestly, or failing to adjust, the profitable response is usually not perfect balance. It is a targeted deviation that takes advantage of the mistake. This is the central logic behind the playbook. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of population leaks and individual tendencies, rather than in terms of unexploitable play alone. That does not mean the book rejects fundamentals. Exploitation depends on understanding what the opponent is doing incorrectly and why a specific counter move makes money. However, the book is less concerned with proving strategic equilibrium and more concerned with decisions that work against real player pools. This focus is especially relevant in small live cash games, where opponents may make large repeated errors that remain profitable until they adapt, if they adapt at all. Thirdly, opponent profiling is treated as the source of profitable adjustments. A central practical lesson of the book is that exploitative decisions require observation before action. The if-then structure only works when the player can identify meaningful tendencies. In low-stakes poker, those tendencies often appear through repeated behavior: how often someone enters pots, whether they limp or raise, how they react to pressure, whether their bets represent strength honestly, and whether they continue too widely after the flop. The book encourages players to see opponents not as anonymous seats but as decision patterns. This matters because the same hand can require different actions against different player types. A bet that is profitable against a caller who refuses to fold may be poor against a tight opponent whose aggression is rare and strong. Profiling also prevents the common mistake of applying a single strategy to the whole table. The playbook method asks the reader to connect specific evidence to specific exploits. That makes attention a strategic asset. The player who notices habits earlier can adjust earlier, and low-stakes games often reward these simple but disciplined observations. Fourthly, the advice is calibrated for common live and small online cash games. The book is not written as a universal poker theory manual. Its recommendations are aimed at the environments where many recreational and developing players actually compete: low-stakes, live cash games, and smaller online no-limit hold'em games. This positioning shapes the entire approach. In these games, opponents often have predictable imbalances, and table conditions can differ sharply from tougher online pools or high-stakes professional games. Live low-stakes games may include multi-way pots, loose pre-flop action, passive calling, and players who reveal information through sizing or timing. Small online games may move faster and provide more repeated data, but they still contain many opponents who do not respond well to pressure or who use simplified strategies. By narrowing the audience, the book can avoid advice that is technically elegant but mismatched to the target player pool. Its goal is not to prepare readers for elite heads-up battles or solver-heavy competition. It is to improve decisions in the games where clear leaks, visible patterns, and straightforward value extraction are often more important than theoretical sophistication. Lastly, the playbook model simplifies decisions but still depends on disciplined interpretation. The practical strength of the book also creates an important limitation if then rules are only as good as the read that activates them. Poker situations are rarely identical, and a tendency observed once may not be a reliable pattern. The book therefore works best when readers treat the exploits as structured heuristics rather than automatic commands. A player still needs to consider stack depth, position, board texture, action sequence, and the reliability of the opponent profile. This is especially important because exploitative poker can become dangerous when players overadjust from weak evidence. For example, assuming that one passive check means permanent weakness can lead to costly mistakes. The value of the playbook is that it gives players a clearer menu of adjustments, but it does not eliminate the need for judgment. In that sense, the book is most useful for players who already understand basic poker mechanics and want to improve decision quality. It helps organize attention, but the reader must still practice separating real tendencies from noise. In conclusion, the low-stakes poker playbook is best suited for cash game players who already know the basic rules and standard concepts of no-limit hold'em but want a more usable method for beating ordinary opponents. A complete beginner may need foundational material first, while an advanced solver-focused player may find the framework intentionally simplified. Its strongest audience is the low-stakes player who has studied poker but still struggles to make confident adjustments at the table. The practical benefit is a clearer connection between observation and action. Notice a leak, identify the opponent pattern, and choose a profitable exploit. Intellectually, the book reinforces an important strategic distinction between playing sound poker in theory and maximizing profit against a specific player pool. Compared with broader poker books, it stands out because it does not try to be a complete encyclopedia of the game. Compared with highly theoretical works, it is more directly oriented toward the messy realities of live and small online cash games. Its value lies in its format and targeting 99 exploitative, if then decisions for the types of mistakes low-stakes players commonly make. That narrowness is also its advantage, because the book is designed less for abstract mastery and more for repeatable decisions in realistic games. If you would like to support James Sweeney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.